yesterday we had a meeting with the Director General of Engineers Ireland, Damien Owens, and also Affairs, Kane O'Dowd. Basically, homeowners, as we know, a lot of the downgraded homeowners have submitted appeals to the housing agency, but many of them have gone that step further and put in ethic complaints to Engineers Ireland. And yesterday we did receive confirmation that the Ethics Committee is operating independently with external members included. You know, every case is being considered on individual merits. They emphasise that. You know, but hopefully some of these decisions will happen now before Christmas. And it's very important people get answers as to why this happened, you know, and that it's thoroughly investigated. And I do welcome the commitment that, you know, to the independence. Although, as I say, timely progress remains essential for these homeowners who have already waited far too long, number one, on their appeals and, again, on these ethics complaints to be determined.
And what will be the result of these complaints?
Well, we did put that to them. You know, obviously it depends on the severity. Every single complaint is being handled individually. Now, they did stress that they've because of these complaints, there's as many complaints now as they would see in a 2 to 3 year period, but they are keen to get the majority of them heard before Christmas. But I think if these complaints are upheld, there's a series of sanctions that can be put on the engineers that if it's proven that they've acted unethically. And that can include anything from a 6 month suspension, we were told, to total expulsion. So we do have to wait. It is being done independently, so we do have to wait to see what comes out of those complaints that have gone through by homeowners who were quite valid to do that.
And a large part of this for defective block homeowners who are going through this process is just feeling heard.
Oh, totally, totally. You know, what these homeowners are experiencing, and you know, it's beyond cruel at this stage. Many of them have put their appeals in 2 years ago. Now, yesterday also at a separate meeting, our DCB meeting, the housing agency were in attendance, and three appeals have been heard. You know, one was to do with the damage threshold, the other two were to do with the options. But it's been reverted back, basically. Well, the homeowners were right all along. There is no one has inspected their properties, and that's what the appeal panel has determined, that there needs to be an examination both internally and externally of the homes. Not a technical review. They need to re-examine the homes and reconsider their decision. So that's ongoing as well, and I hope more appeals now will be forthcoming to end this nightmare for families, because we have to remember these homes are deteriorating rapidly now, and the majority of these people should not be in these homes. They need to be able to move on. It's been too long, and they're quite right to put in their appeals. They're justified appeals, and they need to be heard.